and gentlemen, Shirley and I are honored to have you all here to meet our guest, Dan International. This is part of our 30th anniversary celebrations and the embassy, and especially its Department of Culture is proud to be able to have help in bringing Dana, who is, I think, one of the utmost icons of contemporary Israeli culture today. And I am sure that the whole of Madrid will be able to share with us tomorrow in her show in Puerta de Alcalá. But I know that you didn't come to hear me. Without further ado, I introduce to you Dana International.
Hola.
How do you feel here in Madrid?
Well, I feel gorgeous. It's not the first time I'm in Madrid. I've been here many times before, and each time it's so wonderful to come back because of the atmosphere. Now it's less fun because I'm in the same hotel with Michelle Obama, so there was a lot of problems
to
get out and to go in, so a lot of police, a lot of traffic, they stopped traffic around the hotel, so I have to get used to it. At first I thought it's for me, but Madrid, it's a beautiful city, you know, who am I to say other? It's like a museum to walk around the street, it's full of fun, liberal, tolerant. What else to say? It's Madrid.
So you are one of the icons for the gay people. So how do you feel with the everything that happened weeks ago in Orlando?
Well, if you were talking about Orlando, it's very sad to talk about Orlando. But I tell you one thing, that it's more important. It's more important not to divide. I don't think that what happens in Orlando is different from what happens in the Bataclan in Paris or what happens in other places around the world. I don't like people and journalists that this terror attack was against gay communities, so it's different. It's not. And a terror is terror, it's a terror attack. You can't talk about it differently. So when you're talking about terror attacks, it's always very, very sad, and I can't accept the fact that people are getting murdered because of what they believe in, because of the way they look, because of their race. It's unbelievable that we're living in such a modern world, and it seems like instead of being progress in our world, we are going backwards to civil wars, you know, and clashes between religious and many groups. So I would like to think about the gay community as a part of the human community, and when the human community is being attacked by a terror, such an ugly terror attack, it's, for me, it's the same around the world, and we should not divide it. It's very sad for all human beings who are being murdered when they are going out, whether they are going to dinner, whether they are going to the beach. It's unforgivable, it's unacceptable, and then it's unbelievable. I don't believe, if you would ask me this question 20 years ago, I would not believe that this is what the world would become. So many wars, so many conflicts, so many problems around the world, you know, it's instead of solving the problems, because the world, in one hand, it's becoming unite, you know, Facebook and all the networks and everything, so it's becoming unite. And suddenly, nations want, you know, recognitions, and the world is being more homolumeni.
Nationalist.
Yeah, the world is becoming more right, you know, less than the left, and the left is so good, you know, to be tolerant, human rights, accepting everybody. And many politicians are using, you know, like immigrant problems and these problems and that problems to strengthen this message of, forgive me, fascism around the world. And I see it rising, uprising in many countries, step by step, step by step. You know, in another cover, if you look at Marie Le Pen, what happens in Hungary, what happens in Austria, step by step, you know, fascism is coming up again, and it's so sad that we've reached this kind of world that we're living, instead of to be so free, so liberal, we are all connected. Now is the time to understand that we are no different. What is religion? You believe in Islam, I believe in Judaism, if I do, someone believe in Christianity, so what's the problem? What's the difference? What's the big deal? And it's made me feel very sad that we're going backwards, you know, with tradition, too much tradition and too much religion is being involved in our lives.
You won Eurovision with the song Diva. Do you feel like a diva?
No, I don't feel like a diva at all. Diva, it's full-time job. Diva, I think God is angry with the word diva. It, you know, it's being cut from the world, from the word divine. It's being goddess, you know. So I don't think any human being can be a real diva. It's just a title. You can play by, you can act like a diva, you can put makeup and lots of hair and dress like a diva. But when I'm going to bed, I look like a rag, you know. You wouldn't recognize me. I'm the farthest. When I wake up in the morning and when I go to sleep, I'm the farthest thing. You could name a diva. And I don't like being a diva. It's full-time job, you know. I like wearing makeup. I don't like dress nice. I like be normal, regular girl, you know, with normal clothes, to enjoy life. It's very important to make a separation between career and between your real life. Once you believe your image too much, you're having a problem, you know, because all this glamorous fame and being interviewed by such beautiful people like you, sometimes it can make people go crazy a little bit and believe too much about being a diva or being an icon, but everything is bullshit. First be a human being, and then if you can help each other, if we can help some groups with what you say and what you believe, okay. But I really believe that icons, it's too heavy for me because it's like a symbol, and you know, I believe that symbols belongs to your passport or a flag. I think human being is human being. You can be a good person to live your life, and if my way of living means something for other people, I'm blessed by it, but it's not my intention.
Sorry, being an Israeli celebrity is different of being a celebrity from another country?
Well, I think you know the answer by yourself. You know, Israel is a very, very complicated place. I don't think you can find around the world such a complex country, you know. In one hand, you have the problems with Palestinians, which we can't see the how to solve it. And in another hand, you see Israel, which is very orthodox, you know. And in another hand, if you have, in Israel, you do have three hands. You have the tolerant Israel, you have the accepting Israel. Most of the Israelis are very liberal and accepting. It's a fact I'm living in Tel Aviv. It's a fact that I'm coming from Israel. It says a lot about my country, which is very complex and needs a lot of help solving our problems. But, you know, Israel is such a young country, 70 years old, and we've reached so many achievements during these 70 years. You know, we can be many proud about many things, and there are many things that needs to be correct and needs to be better. But I choose to concentrate on the good things about Israel because I'm not a politician and I'm not smart enough to talk about, you know, real problems and real issues. I wish I would. I was clever enough, but I'm not. I'm just here to represent where I'm coming from, the atmosphere I grew up in, and you're all invited to visit and to see what I'm talking about.
What do you say about the gay festival in Tel Aviv? I went 2 times this year, last year, I went to the...
So you was in shock.
Yeah, I was in shock.
I want them to hear that you were in shock because you did not expect such hundreds of thousands of people, and you did not expect Tel Aviv to be so free, and you did not expect
amazing.
To be on the boys naked. You thought you come. What happens in television? Always showing Israel in a bad situations, you know, and people come and wow, we didn't know.
No, but you know, I was very shocked because I saw all the street with the flags, with you know, all the people this week is sing about
it. Celebration.
Celebrate.
Celebration.
The
they
main
accepted
park,
it.
In the Minister of the Culture, she went to the main park to be with all people. Mixed with all people, it's amazing.
It's amazing. That's what I'm talking about, and that's what I want to spread, and that's what people around the world need to see before they judge Israel. You know, we are not all as one. Most of us are liberal, tolerant, accepting, loving people. We don't have problems with anyone. I have friends from all kinds and races, and I don't have a bit of hatred towards any nation around the world. I wish we could have peace around our neighbors, you know, which is very complicated. But you have to remember that I'm here for the gay parade, so that's why I'm concentrating on this issue. That Israel is the big issue to talk about. But I will concentrate on the gay perspective, because 100 kilometers from Tel Aviv, gays are being butchered and being put in jail, and there is death punishment for the gay community in the countries that surround Israel, which I'm very sorry for that. I wish for one day for all gay rights to be existing in all kind of countries, especially around my neighbor countries. And it makes me sad, you know, on one hand you see Tel Aviv, which is so liberal, and Israel gives a lot of human rights to the gay community. It's one of the most progressive countries around the world by giving rights to the gay community. And I cannot travel to Damascus, and I cannot travel to Lebanon to find a boyfriend, and I cannot travel to Egypt, and I cannot travel to Jordan and feel free and be who I want to be. So I think there is a lot of work needs to be done, especially in countries which the gay community are suffering. And you Europeans have a lot of work to do as well, not me in my Middle East. There is Lithuania, there is Latvia, there is Poland, and many other names I would do. There is Russia. You need to work in your own continent about gay rights and expanding message of love and acceptance, because if you have some hatred in your heart, it damages you. You don't feel happy. You don't feel good in your soul. So it's so stupid. And I believed it would take time. You know, it's been for thousands of years since the days of the Bible and the New Commitment and the Quran. People are being taught to hate the gay community. People are being taught by all religions to treat in bad way the gay community. And I think it would take a long time, but eventually we will win, because all human beings are born equal in the eyes of God. That's what I believe, if God exists. And we should not divide human beings by their looks, their colors, their race, their way, their sexual preferences. You know, I hope that one day this world would be one accepting, liberal. I know it's a kid's dream, but I'm sure one day it's going to happen, because it took hundreds and thousands of years to teach the human being how to hate the gay community. It would take at least another 20, 30, 50 years to correct it and to let people know a human being is a human being no matter what, and it's not your problem. Who am I sleeping with? And it's not my problem. What are you doing with your life? Just accept me. Don't harm me. Live and let live. It's the basic solution. Kitsch is always right. I'm sorry. When I was 20, I was laughing about Kitsch sentences. But Kitsch always right at the bottom of the line. It's the truth.
How do you live your condition 20 years ago in your country?
Well, 20 years ago, you wouldn't believe that it was still free, but it was just the beginning. We had gay bars, gay community, many gay places. We had gay garden before technology came in our lives. So, and ruined the romance between the bushes. But we just after Eurovision, we just started the parades. And the Tel Aviv municipality was so helping. And in 2 years, it became huge, and hundreds of thousands of people. It happened. The process in Tel Aviv happened very quickly. Since I won the Eurovision, bloop, and everybody's accepting and loving, and
it was very important.
It was very important, yeah. But we could live without the parade. Believe me, we had very good conditions without it, and we always could walk around the street, who we want to be. We had our rights even back then. But of course, to have a holiday, just to celebrate, even though, if you forgive me, I don't like to call the gay community the pride, you know, because I don't think we have anything to be proud of. Because once you're saying we are proud of something, it means maybe you're ashamed of something and you're just trying to say, I'm proud. I don't think there is anything to be proud of or anything to be ashamed of. That's the way we are. That's the way we were created. That's the way we choose to be accepted or walk away. So it's no problem.
Maybe you can explain us what was the moment when you were of your own and you decided to change, to start changing your life.
Well,
this moment and this decision.
This is the $1 million question I've been asked for 20 years, because there, you could ask no one to point one moment, you know, when your brain switches his mind, and it's a process. It swings. It's since you're so young and you don't know it about yourself, but when you go out, you become 15, 16, and you meet other gay people, and you see other transgenders and transsexuals, you slightly and slowly understand what you want to be and what direction you want to take in your life. But it's not one, it happens in one day. It's,
how do you take the decision? Not the change inside you, but
it's
the
not
decision
a decision. It's a process. It's
mm-hmm.
It's a year goes by and another year goes by, and you live your life and you like your life, and you look back and you can't imagine the way you used to be. And it's a process. You shouldn't think of it as a decision, as something that you negotiate and do. It takes, for my opinion, it's very important for a person like me to think about it for a long time before doing something which there is no return, you know? It's a big decision. It needs not to think twice, to think 2,000 times. So I don't recommend it to any young boy or girl to deal too much with their sexuality. Wait until you grow up, understand a little more about life, and most important, get to know yourself better before you choose these kind of things. And I'm not talking about just about sexuality. Things I used to eat when I was 18, I hate now. And things I hate to eat when I was 18, I love to eat now. So every time, your personality is changing all the time. You're not born with as one type. You're all the time changing. It's a process. And you need to be very sure, I am what I am. I like myself.
What role played your family in that decision? They helped you there?
Trust the families. The families close their eyes. Trust the families. They are the first to know.
Yeah,
they are the first to see.
They were
the first to catch me when I was 7 with a dress, with my sister prom dress. Trust the families. They say nothing. They pray to God. They wish. But they cannot say the word. They cannot, you know, it's like they are suffocating. But trust families for knowing, especially when I wasn't masculine and I wasn't a footballer and I wasn't, you know, dealing with sport. I was always tiny and small and sounding like, you know, unisex. And all my cousins and my expanded family all the time, they used to shout at me, and they used to call me Ilanit, because when I was 12, 13, there was a 7-time year winner, song of a singer of the year in Israel. She was the most successful singer in Israel, and I was Ilanit. And the expanded family of mine, I was walking around my grandfather and mother yard for holidays and singing Ilanit songs. And then my expanded family used to call me Ilanit, Ilanit, teasing me. So, and I didn't know what happened. And I took it as a compliment. I didn't understand back then what they mean. They knew, they were older than me, what they are saying, you know, teasing me. And my mother closed her eyes, my father closed his eyes, they didn't want to talk about it. And then one day I said, I have my wings, that's what I am. Accepting it was much easier than I thought it would be, because it wasn't a surprise. Try to imagine a truck driver, a masculine guy, and suddenly comes to the... Try to imagine Bruce.
Yeah, but now...
Bruce, you know, in America, I forgot the name, Bruce.
Kate. But now
suddenly comes out the sport guy, truck driver. Hi, Mama. I want to be a woman. It's not like that. Most of them, the people, the family know, and they're just hoping it's not going to happen to me.
Now they are proud of you.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how to define proud. I'm sure that back in the deep in their heart, they would prefer a different life for me, a different kind of life for me. And it's very hard to be, you know, 100% pure proud. Of course, my career, my fame, all the things I do help them to deal with it, because, you know, my mother walks in the street and people are being taking selfies with her like she's a celebrity, and all the time encouraging and these kind of things. But I'm not talking about myself, I'm looking about all the rest of my girlfriends which are not so fortunate, and that's what I want to deal with, because I'm not accepting my being as granted. You know, a miracle happened to me that I became famous, I won the Eurovision, I have this kind of life, but it's very rare, you know, and I think we all need to accept everyone, not just because he or she is famous and singer and actor, looks nice, you know, to accept all kinds of genders.
You said we Europeans have a lot of work to do in countries like Lithuania or Poland. How do you see the situation of gay community here in Spain?
Viva la España! What's in your mind to talk about España? España, I think people also, all the rest of the world needs to learn from Spain. I know it didn't used to be 40, 50 years ago, it wasn't like that. But congratulations, you have Sitges, you have Torremolinos, you have Las Palmas, you have Maspalomas Dunas, you have so many places I don't remember. You have, I've been to Alicante, I've been to Benidorm, and all of them full of gays. Chueca, it's more like I'm talking about towns of gays, you know, which everyone is gay, and I walk to the beaches naked to nudies, sure, and no one looks at me, and no one cares about me, and no one looks at each other. It's amazing. I don't know if I have a mistaken impression, but that's what I see in Spain. No one looks at you like this if you're walking around the street and you dress up like a drag queen or anything. And all the clubs and the festivals and... Well, the first time I saw the parade in the street in the Gran Via, I was in shock. I couldn't imagine so many people are walking in order in that street. I was afraid to walk down the hotel to walk with them. It's amazing. And I would hope for the rest of Europe, especially for Eastern Europe, to have 20% of this kind of atmosphere and acceptance and way of living. It's amazing what happens here in Spain. Many Israelis come here to party. Many Israelis come here. We have a very famous DJ which works here every year. His name is Ofer Nissim. You probably heard about him. And the Israeli gay community and the Spanish gay community are very connected. And so many Israelis come here and to Barcelona to party, you don't imagine.
Is your first time in the Pride in Madrid?
No, I've been here, I think, for the fifth time.
For the Pride?
For the Pride. I'm only invited for the Pride, you know. But if you mean, I don't know if you mean especially the place in the street. I think it's the first time. Yeah, I've been here to parties.
I mean for the parade.
Many occasions,
yes.
Okay.
What was the opposition when you won Eurovision contest? What was the opposition in your country?
They shut up. They shut up. They couldn't say anything because they had all the arguments in the world before they sent me. They say, wow, it's a shame for Israel. Wow, what will happen? But once I gave them the trophy and I gave them the victory, they were too afraid to say anything. You know, it would be very stupid on their account. But I believe that I believe that many doors were opened to me by liberal people, and many doors were closed to me by Orthodox and close-minded people, which I don't know about. But I'm grateful for what I have and for the way I live. You know, you can't satisfy everyone. You will always find a group which is against this or that, and it doesn't matter if it's gay, Arab, black, white, you know, short, tall, fat, thin. You will always find someone to hate, and it's a pity.
Two more questions.
Okay, I just want to know what did you
say? Can I have my bag, please, Shai? I just wanted to say something. I'm sorry. I had a terrible accident at the hotel, and I saw that woman, that nice woman. She was looking at my shoes. She was shocked. And I heard I put blue nails especially for you. And I got such a terrible accident in my foot. So I just wanted to prove that I am a diva only for you. And I planned to wear that shoes. And I cannot, and I'm sorry, but she looks at my feet all the time, and I'm so embarrassed. I try to hide it. Forgive me. That's the truth. And I wanted to show you something else, which I'm also very proud of. No many people around the world could imagine such a flag would be printed in Israel and spread around the world. As I told you, we have many problems, but I choose, and there is a bright side in Israel to look upon and to strengthen us, because it's not a simple thing. If I would ask you to ask our neighbors, I'm shivering right now because I'm speaking from my heart, really. If I would ask you to do this small gesture, you know, from our neighbors, you know what they would do to me. I would hope that all countries around the world, all embassies, all governments will support the gay communities, because once you support the gay community, it means you support human rights. I would like to use the word human rights for all humankind. And I thank my government for this and for accepting us and supporting us.